This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Ohio, just 3 days after voters on Tuesday approved an amendment to the state constitution protecting abortion rights, Republican state lawmakers are calling the amendment ambiguous and trying to remove it from the jurisdiction of the courts. They want to make the legislature, which they dominate thanks to gerrymandering, the only body that can decide what the measure means. Ohio Republicans are trying to override the decision of the voters by prohibiting courts from accepting cases about abortion, which the state constitution now protects. In Washington, D.C., the new Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson, displays outside his Capitol office a flag associated with the New Apostolic Reformation, or NAR, network that wants to place the United States government under the control of right-wing Christians. During the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol to overturn national election results, rioters carried these flags with them into the U.S. Capitol. The new Speaker Johnson is also associated with a right-wing movement to call a convention of states to rewrite the Constitution and declare the U.S. a Christian nation, contrary to our founders' beliefs originally enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. California is banning junk fees, those hidden costs that push up hotel and ticket prices. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill to ban junk fees. The policy starts in California July 1st of next year with the next biennium. California's legislation comes as President Joe Biden's administration is also calling for a crackdown on junk fees and as some lawmakers introduced a bill in Congress to address the issue. The fees take many forms, including service charges added to food delivery, overdraft fees on bank accounts, and surcharges on sporting event tickets. Americans pay more than $29 billion annually in junk fees. The biggest criticism of junk fees is that they far exceed the marginal cost of the service they purport to cover, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The new California law prohibits the use of drip pricing, a practice in which companies advertise only a portion of what a customer actually pays for a certain product or service. The law does not ban companies from setting a price, but it does regulate how companies can advertise or display the cost. While junk fees aren't new, consumer advocates say lawmakers are focused on them now, in part because they are affecting a wider swath of Americans' everyday purchases. Junk fees often aren't clear to customers and can drive up the cost of services far beyond what people expected to pay. President Joe Biden took aim at junk fees in his 2022 and 2023 State of the Union addresses, decrying junk fees and vowing to help federal lawmakers pass legislation to eliminate them. At the federal level, U.S. senators introduced the Junk Fee Prevention Act earlier this year, which would target fees often charged by airlines and resort destinations. And the Federal Trade Commission is considering creating a rule against junk fees. With more than 4 million people a year visiting Yellowstone National Park, most with cameras, it's not often someone makes a discovery of something truly rare in the national park. Among the grizzly bears, huge bison, and stealthy wolves is something that until recently was thought to be extinct, a working payphone. Yellowstone is one of the few areas where payphones still serve a practical and important purpose because the vast landscape lacks consistent, strong cell phone service. There have been extensive efforts to improve connectivity throughout the park, such as the installation of fiber optic cable, but there will always be plenty of areas where cell phone calls are not possible. The working payphone is in the closed campground at the Norris Geyser Basin, a popular area of the park, but one that does not get cell phone service. Payphones and collect calls are relics of a bygone age for anyone under a certain age. In all of the rest of the state of Wyoming, there's only one other working payphone. For the most recent generations of visitors to Yellowstone National Park, seeing a payphone and having to work out the logistics of a collect call could be more intimidating and stressful than viewing the sometimes too close bison throughout the park. But the Norris Campground payphone could be a literal lifeline, which is why it's still operational. People can make collect calls or can pay with coins to use the phone.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.